tijd is nu 3 uur.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria and Mbombela 24, Johannesburg 21, Polokwane 26.
Still no major issues on the roads. Incredible. Bedford View, slow moving traffic, N3 north on the link to the N12 east at Galilee's. Delays in the Crown today, particularly M2 west towards Main Reef Road.
Deputy President Paul Mashatile says divisions within the government of national unity over the national budget needs to be addressed. Speaking at the Ahmed Kathrada Legacy Business Breakfast, Mashatile says the meeting aims to reach a consensus following the DA's decision not to support the budget. He also reaffirmed that the government remains committed to service delivery.
A government that does not have a budget is no government. In fact, if you don't have a budget, then it's over. So we must have a budget. We've already missed the 1st of April because that's when the budget must kick in. So we pushed it back to the 1st of May just to give parties a bit of time to see is there something else we can do.
The Ahmed Kathrada Foundation, meanwhile, has urged the governments of national unity to collaborate towards a common vision for South Africa. Here's the foundation's CEO, Nishan Bolton.
The foundation recognized that for a government of national unity to work, there must be a common vision that people are working to. The foundation hopes their fallback positions and, if possible, find a way forward. In the end, there will be a government of national unity. It's just whether a government of national unity includes the DA or not.
In other big news today, Gauteng police have confirmed 3 men were shot and killed in Malofo, Soweto. The men were apparently all members of a local taxi association. Now, the exact motive for the shooting remains unknown. No arrests have also been made. Police spokesperson Nkululeko Kweza.
8 o'clock, a silver grey vehicle appeared and fired shots at their vehicle as it was driving from Mofolo village going to the direction of Dube. All three died on the scene.
The Department of Water and Sanitation says all 5 gates at the Vaal Dam will remain open following continued high inflows into the reservoir. The dam's water level has surged to 111%, up from 109% yesterday, with inflows recorded at over 1,000 cubic meters per second. Spokesperson Vasani Mavasa.
The current controlled water releases by the 5 sluice gates may lead to possible overtopping of riverbanks downstream, and this will affect infrastructure built in lower-lying areas within the 1-in-100-year flood line. People living within flood line of the Vaal River downstream of the Vaal Dam and that of the Bloemhof should evacuate and move to a safer area.
And finally, South Africa's Zip Zap Circus, which is a vibrant production inspired by the spirit of Ubuntu, will light up New York's new Victory Theatre from the 12th to the 26th of this month. Moyo features traditional gumboot and pansula dance and seeks to shed spotlights on young, talented people who found purpose through Arts Circus. Zip Zap's dynamic troupe will also headline the new Victory Family Benefit on the 27th of April. I'm Chanel Satema. More news at 4.
Hey, Zip Zap Circus. When last? They were amazing. I thought they were just based in Cape Town. Nah, Lonsveit.
You know what I'm saying?
What? Amazing. Blackhead. Also, the Vaal Dam thing. Good grief. Yesterday, we got the report from the Department of Water and Sanitation's that the Vaal Dam is currently 109% full.
This morning, 111.
It's gone up. Well, are you surprised? I mean, and in terms of the, thank you, Chanel, lekker advert. In terms of the rain, we did talk about it yesterday on my Jack O'Brien show. Look at situation. El Nino is ending. The Western Cape is about to enter another drought period. And then you look out the window and you go, when is it going to stop here? Not today. Not tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, or volgende Dinsdag, volgende Woensdag. It's gonna be a really sunny period. Oh well. Hey, in the words of Talk Talk, life is what you make.